TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe you make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, I get a promotion, Noah has lunch with his ex, Andy is vexed by a mysterious sock in a hallway, and we talk about punching Nazis. And when you hear this sound...
Nazis. I hate these guys.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Booyah.
Boom shakalaka.
Welcome to TanCast.
I don't know if I was psychic there or Noah and I are just on the same like wavelength today.
Why?
Did you both say boom shakalaka?
We both boom shakalaka.
Oh, I didn't even hear you.
I did it like kind of sotto voce. It was booyah. I'm like boom shakalaka.
Sotto voce.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Little voice.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Under your voice.
Did I say welcome to TanCast?
I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah.
Well, we're here, and it's TanCast, and it started, and I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
There it is.
And we did it.
That was TanCast for this week.
We done did it.
Well, it is. How's everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it something or something else?
Yep. It was probably something or something else.
It probably was.
No way.
Yes way.
Sorry,
dude.
I was scrolling through my phone to see if there's anything worth talking about. And there's this picture of Melania Trump with the quote, "Our country encourages freedom of speech, but let's communicate that without hate in our hearts. No good comes from violence." And that was said, what's today? The 12th?
13th.
Okay, so this was posted the 12th. And then there's a picture of Michelle Obama. "Our nation encourages freedom of speech, but let's communicate that without hate in our hearts. No good comes of that." April 16th, 2016.
Christ.
She did it again. I mean, in fairness, the last time she did it, her husband won the election. So why stop?
Yeah.
It's working out pretty well for me.
Anyway,
I'm starting to think Melania may actually be Michelle Obama in whiteface.
No.
No. No, I'm not actually thinking that.
I mean, that would explain why she dislikes Trump so much. That's why she looks so miserable all the time in pictures.
Slapping his hand away, giving him that sort
of
like
spy mission ever.
that dead eye smile at the inauguration, her face instantly fell.
No, she doesn't. She sleeps in New York.
I guess now they're back
at the White House. Yeah. Well, actually, no, nobody's at the White House right now.
Yeah.
Who cares? Anyway, the fuck was everyone's week was the original question that I derailed.
Yeah, no, I remember the halcyon days of last week where I was like, Trump's going on vacation for 17 days. Well, first of all, fuck that lazy fuck. But second of all, if he's out of the White House, shit can't go wrong. Oh, I was so young and foolish then.
So young and naive.
But before we get off on a political rant, I got a promotion at work.
Yay!
Yay! Mickey, get that diaper money.
I found out after I came back from vacation, like the first day, so I walk in and someone goes, "Congratulations on your promotion." I'm like, "What? What are you talking about? Didn't you know you got a promotion? How do you know I got a promotion? They talked about it in the meeting. I wasn't at the meeting. I was on vacation." And then nobody's talking to me for a while. Then my old supervisor IMs me like, "Hey, congratulations." I'm like, "You're the second person to say that." He's like, "Did you not know you were getting a promotion?" "No." "Have you asked anybody?" I'm like, "No, I'm kind of digging my way out of a week off. I haven't really had a chance to reach out to anybody." So finally I reach out to my supervisor. I'm like, "A couple people congratulated me on my promotion. Is this like a well-timed joke that everybody's coordinated? Or is this a thing?" And they're like, "Oh no, you're a supervisor now." I'm like, "Great."
I like how they just did that and like didn't like really consult, like
didn't talk to Tim, didn't give Tim's a heads up.
Like,
did it
hey,
while
do
he
you
was gone.
Do this? It's just
not even an email waiting for me ahead of time. Like, oh Tim, here's the great news. You're a supervisor now.
Is the 5 cents extra an hour worth it?
Totes.
Yay.
Well, congratulations, Tim, on your unexpected promotion that everyone else knew about except for you.
I mean, as far as vacation surprises go, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's way better than we've downsized your department while you were on vacation.
Yeah. It seems kind of like the time that Caitlin went on maternity leave with Drew. Well, first medical leave and then maternity leave. And then came back to work to find out that someone else had her job and they were giving her a different job. She's like, what the fuck? This is the job that I moved to Atlanta for. They're like, okay, well, your different job, you can work from home. She's like, yeah, keep talking.
And that company no longer exists?
The name of the company still exists, but the company doesn't exist.
Okay, I was like, so why didn't she still work there? But I think there was issues with the company, not her or her job.
Is that
yes?
Is that the
yes.
company
so when,
I
when
know?
The company
Andy?
Got, what was that?
Is that the company I know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So when the company got bought many years ago, when Drew was, it was right before Drew turned one. It was right around the time my dad died. Yeah. When the company got bought out, they cut like. I think it was a quarter or a third or something. It was a huge amount of the workforce. So it's like, you know, we're getting rid of like all of these job roles and they're all being transitioned to the new company. And Caitlin for like half a second was like, that's kind of fucked up. Like we all just lost our jobs. And then Caitlin realized I have been working air quotes for like a year on this job where the other person who does the same job as me, so like it was her and one other person and they basically each did half the country. And the other person made up like so much additional work. Like we got, when Caitlin took over her job, she got like literal boxes of paperwork from this other person. And she's like, nobody's actually asking for this paperwork to be generated. Like this other person is spending literally hours a week printing stuff out, filling stuff out by hand, and then sticking it into a box that stays at her house. Nobody else sees it, but she's doing all of this extra shit to, like, I guess justify her job. Caitlin's like, I'm just not going to do that. Like, I'll do the stuff that people actually need done. And by the time she'd optimized all that shit, she was like, I'm working like 8 to 10 hours a week and they're paying me full time. So I'm not really going to rock this boat and point out like, hey, all the rest of this stuff is bullshit. So I'll continue to let that other person do all of her bullshit. I'll just quietly not do that bullshit and spend a lot of time with my kid the first year of his life. So, you know, she didn't feel too bad when that got taken away. She's like, well, it was a great con while it lasted. I mean, after the rest of the shit that the company put her through, I kind of felt like she was out. So it's like there were moments where like that stuff was happening. I was like, do you ever feel guilty that you don't really work all that much, but like they're paying you like full time? She's like, yeah, every once in a while. I'm like, but then you remember all the rest of the shit that they did to you before they did all of that? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're good with this. We can accept the salary and still feel pretty moral about it.
Fair enough. Fair yeah. enough.
Yeah, I don't know that I told you guys about all the rest of the shit that happened with that. But yeah, some of the stuff that was promised to her when we were moving here and was part of the reason why we moved here evaporated literally months after we arrived here. So the job that she moved here for was not the job that she actually worked for many, many years.
And she didn't get a company car?
No, she did not get a
corner office.
Neither of those things were promised to her, but no, she did not get that either.
What?
I was not promised those things either.
I was not promised anything because I didn't work for that company.
Yeah, I was considering also moving for that company. I did not. Mostly because of Stephanie. Oh, yes.
There's an elephant in the room that Noah's about to go walk into.
I don't know that's a big elephant.
I mean, yeah, I saw my ex-wife this weekend, who I haven't seen in probably...
My ex-wife!
6 years. Oh, that was stupid too, but it made me laugh.
Thank you.
Yeah, it wasn't much. We got like some settlement check for some class action lawsuit against Bank of America. I have no idea what it was. I didn't look it up. It was like for $50 basically. And I was like, is it worth it? Contacting her. I'm like, well, it's made out to her. I should at least let her know about it. And like, I was going to kind of leave it in her court. Like if she was like, you know, yes, let's get that money. Or she's just like, I don't really care. It's not really worth it. But she was like, yeah, we can split it. And I was like, all right. Like, so Friday, I took the day off work separately just because, like, I have vacation time to burn. And
must be nice.
It's pretty nice. Pretty nice. We went and split the check, and then we actually hung out for a little bit and kind of chatted and caught up. And it was a good reminder of why we aren't together, of like we are just kind of different people. Like, she's very, like, I wouldn't say robotic, but just very, like...
No, you can say that.
Kind of
serious. You absolutely can say that.
Serious, and... I mean, she has emotion, but it's also... She just doesn't seem very caring, like, to the level I am. About, like, the world and people in general.
She's also super, like, self-serious. Like, she does not... She can't laugh at herself from the many years that I spent observing her. She's also tends to be convinced that she is the smartest person in any room she is in.
All right.
Sorry. Andy feels bad that Noah's heart went through all of that heartache when they broke up. Andy is also happy that his boy Noah is free from all of that shit.
It was good, though. It was nice that it wasn't like... It was slightly awkward, but it wasn't like...
contentious.
I feel like our last interactions were kind of hostile. Like, there's something about some other check that she was owed, and it's like, she's like, you know, if you cost me money, I'm going to, you know, come after... It's just like, it's like, really? Really? This is what we're doing? So, it was nice just to, like, hang out and kind of chat, and I don't know, I don't think we're going to be best buds and, like, go out all the time and have lunch, but it was just kind of like, all right, like, you know, I've seen you, like, you know, you're a big person in my life, and yeah, like, we're okay.
You guys aren't going to form a detective agency and solve murders?
I don't think so. Wait, what is that? Is that a TV show?
No, it could be, though. I just pitched it.
I thought maybe there's some TV show where these two people used to be married and then got divorced and started a detective agency. Because I could see that existing.
That'd be a great show. We just pitched a winner.
You better cut that out so someone doesn't steal it.
Or, no, I'll leave it in so someone actually does it and it gets made as opposed to just sitting in my useless idea factory.
What, Tim? You don't feel like you have the... Shit, I can't think of the words. The means.
Motivation? means, connections.
Motivation.
Yes, skill. All those things I don't have.
Oh. Yeah.
Ex-detectives.
What's it called? Ex-detectives. Nice.
That works.
No, Detective X, E-X. No, I don't know. We'll workshop the title.
Yeah. Right. I like the way that ex-detectives rolled off the tongue.
All right.
Because then there's that question, like, wait, they used to be detectives? Oh, they used to be married. Oh, clever.
Clever girl.
Yeah.
Oh, and I don't know if it's ever, this is separate from what I'm just talking about, my phone called itself this weekend, and that was kind of weird. Like, I was hanging out with my friend, and they saw it. Like, I pull up my phone, I'm looking at it, and it says, Noah Burnett. I'm like, what? I'm fucking Noah Burnett. What? I'm not calling myself right now. And I answer it, and I hear nothing. And I was like, that was fucking weird.
Yeah, that happened to me back at the station like years ago, but I didn't actually, like, I was so busy staring, like, wait, what's happening? That I didn't answer it, and it just stopped ringing. I was like, I wonder if it was myself from the future with a message.
Well, then myself from the future can leave a voicemail.
When we were texting, I was like, nope, I don't think that was it. It wasn't me from the future saying, invest in kiwis, it's the fruit of the future. That same night, I also got like some results for a heart monitor I wore like months and months and months and months ago. Probably like 3 or 4 months ago. I was like, at 11 o'clock at night, I'm like, what the fuck? That's so random. And I think it just seemed more random because it was two kind of weird things. Like, I had the phone call, and then that. I'm like, all right. A, someone's working at 11 o'clock at night posting these things. They had a backlog, I guess, and someone finally got around to it. And also, that shit never helps anyone. It's never like they summarize it like, hey, Noah, your heart's okay. Don't worry about it. It's just like all these medical terms that I don't fucking know what they mean. I mean, I've already talked about
and like
doctor.
Numbers and ranges, and you're like, what? So is it good to be in this range? What am I doing here?
but I talked to my doctor about months ago, and he said it was fine. But it's just like, this helps no one. I mean, it's good to have, I guess, for somebody. Like, I can show, like, hey, this is what it said. But like, for me, I'm just like, seems scary. Like, when I got my echo test, and it's like, you know, you are slightly dilated, you know, or you are mildly dilated, and so I'm like, well, what does that mean? Does that, is that bad?
Do I want to be majorly dilated or not dilated at all? Where should I be on the dilation index?
Or is slightly, like, the exact right amount? Like, is not dilated at all bad, and too dilated is bad, and I'm, like, Goldilocks in this.
Well, according to that thing, I was more dilated than you, than their range, but someone told me, like, this is our standard range, it doesn't mean everyone's gonna fall into it, and it's okay if you don't. I'm like, alright.
Whew! See? Context. Context fucking matters.
Yeah, it's nice when someone calls you and tells you stuff as opposed to, like, just, here's the results! Okay.
That's like, I went out a couple years back, like, I would get this, it happened every so often, I would get these horrible, just horrible stomach pains, and I would usually throw up, and, like, it would just be horrible for a couple days, and then it would, like, it eventually just went away. Like, I didn't have, like, diarrhea, I didn't have, like, I don't know what it was. And so I went to the doctor once about it, and the doctor just wanted to talk about, when he heard I was a stand-up comedian, he wanted to talk about stand-up comedy, and how there was this doctor who was a stand-up comic, and he was from the same medical, you know, company, but now he's a stand-up comic, and he does acting, and isn't that great?
You're like, cool. Is he also barfing at random?
Where's this going? Did he have stomach cancer? That was his problem? What are you going with this?
Does he have jokes about antibiotics that will fix this? Like, where are we going with this? And then, so they would, like, he'd have me take these tests, and then they send me the results, which is the same thing. It's a bunch of numbers and stuff, and, like, I don't know what this means. Like, it says my kidneys are a little bit elevated, but I don't, does that mean I have a kidney problem? Do I need to do something? He never contacted me. Then, like, I get a letter, like, hey, just to let you know, this doctor is changing. I'm like, this is the most contact I've gotten from that doctor. I don't care. He's like, if you want to follow me to this practice, I'm like, I don't, what? No.
Why
so you
would
can
I?
Go be over there as well? Like,
what? Why don't we just pretend I followed you and you pretend to, you keep on ignoring me and we'll just keep with the status quo.
Yeah. I'm exactly as much of your patient once you've left this practice as I was when you were there.
As I got older, I started to realize doctors, A, don't know the answer, and also deal with, like, your issues, like, I deal with, like, computer problems. Oh, that's weird that your computer did that. Well, if it keeps happening, let me know.
Have you tried turning your colon off and back on again?
Like, it's like, well, you're fine now, right? Well, happens again, let me know. I'm like,
yeah,
we're not going to
this minute?
We're not going to check this out? No tests? Oh, okay, sure. And also, I learned my doctor just looks stuff up. He does it right in front of me. I'll ask him something, like, I don't know, let's look it up. I'm like, oh, all right. That's.
No.
I mean, I respect that, the fact that you're admitting you don't know the answer off the top of your head. Like, that's cool.
But really, doctor, ask Jeeves. Come on.
I mean, come on. At least use Google.
Yeah,
I feel
really,
like every result on Ask Jeeves should be, why are you still using Jeeves?
I wonder if that's still a thing.
Are we all about to try to type in Ask Jeeves and see what happens?
Yep. Well, I am.
Wait, no.
Oh, that's right. It was just ask.com now. Yep, still there.
Yep.
Excellent.
Wow. Yeah, I remember back when they fired Jeeves. Sad days. For pseudo-British.
Are you being funny, Andy?
Jeeves was never a person, Noah. I'm trying to.
Okay. I know Jeeves wasn't a person, but I thought maybe they got rid of him. And
yeah,
like
there was like when they fired Jack from Jack in the Box.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know Jeeves is not a person, Tim. Okay. I mean, Andy.
Okay.
I never said you didn't think he was.
I don't think there's like a guy like hanging out just waiting for you to answer some questions. It's just one guy. It's why it sucked. Because
like, whoa, slow down. That was like three at once.
I can't handle all this. Can we get another Jeeves here, please? Oh.
You all right?
I just remember like how shit used to work where like old computer dating was like you send in like an ad and like they did some punch card thing and like based on your likes and stuff, they would like put it into this punch card computer and try to find you a match. Although I don't think they actually did that. I think someone just like randomly picked someone. But that's what the idea was. vaguely remember his story. Just
you mean like back in the 70s?
Yeah, just like how technology used to work and how far we've come and how slow shit used to be. And the fact that it's still not fast enough for us.
Nope. Whew, I went camping yesterday. Not camping. Well, one of Danelle's friends was at had like an RV at a campsite thing.
Okay. I was like, Tim camping? What?
Yeah. So, but like, so it's a pretty, you know, swank for a campsite. It was still pretty swanky. Like, there was two pools. There was like a store. There was a restaurant, supposedly. I mean, I believe them. They said there was a restaurant. Just because I didn't go inside, I don't need to say supposedly.
Okay. I did not verify this. You do not fact check me.
But like 2 miles, like 2 or 3 miles before we even got there, no service whatsoever on the cell phone.
How'd you feel like, about that, Tim?
I didn't like it. I was like, I had more service on the cruise. I was in the middle of the ocean. Where was I going with that? No idea.
Just all our technology. We're so dependent on it, probably.
Oh, yeah. That was it. Apparently, I don't have my most recent insurance card for my car, and we needed it to get in there for some reason. And I was like, oh, I'll just call it up. She's like, good luck. Fortunately, Verizon works better. And Danelle has Verizon.
That's good.
Sometimes does that.
I don't know why, but if it does it again, call me back.
And I'll check my GeoCities page for all my references.
Man, do you remember back when there weren't even search engines? There was like lists.
I mean, I remember back in the days when I didn't have the internet. So yes, okay. I remember when there weren't search engines.
I love that. I don't love, but like it's so funny that Craigslist is just like, we're not fucking updating shit.
Yep.
This shitty website we've been had for a long time. This is it, buddy.
Yep. This is all Craigslist ever has or ever will be.
You need to find like a barbecue grill or casual sex with a stranger. This is it.
Yep.
Casual sex with a barbecue grill?
We're on it.
Probably, yeah. Want to talk about somebody who brushed up against you in the metro? Also here. Misconnections? No? Okay.
I know. Oh. I know. All right. I've placed a couple.
I thought it was like some sort of like, you know, inappropriate, like, hey, don't do that thing.
Kinda.
And the Space Jam site is still 90s-tastic.
It is.
How does that work? Is it just like, is it left up on purpose or is it just sitting on a server somewhere that's just been active this whole time and someone just forgot about it? Like,
I think at this point they know, like, whoever's in charge of it, but it's probably whoever would be in charge of, like, taking it down or archiving it is long gone, so it's just nobody's problem.
I just feel, I mean, I guess, like, stuff can exist forever, but it just seems like sometimes shit just goes, like, they change something and it just breaks the other shit, and since no one cared about it, like, it just never gets fixed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or sometimes when people did care about it, it still never gets fixed, so, like, old links that were hard-coded into sites, they're like, no, we're gonna change how our URLs work.
Right.
You going to do any forwarding of the old style to the new style? Nah, fuck that. It'd take like 30 extra seconds.
I clicked on the press box on the Space Jam site, and there is no Space Jam news at the moment.
Ah.
Damn it.
Go back to the Space Jam homepage for more Space Jam goodness.
It would be hilarious if someone just like randomly started doing shit with it. Adding like a little bit of news or extra link or a little tidbit.
If they make the sequel like they keep saying they might do with, I think, LeBron James, they should make the site look exactly the same.
They should.
For the new one.
That would be hilarious.
But they should do it, like they should achieve the look with like purely modern HTML technology. Like underneath it should be a completely modern website and have the look exactly the same.
Get on it, Warner Brothers.
Yep.
Make your shitty sequel that I'm not going to go see, but then make a website that I can click on.
Yes. Do that. Tancast said it.
Do it. Make it so.
Do it.
Apparently, Gene Roddenberry did not want Patrick Stewart to be the captain.
Huh. That's a left field fact from Noah.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
I saw it on a random podcast or video podcast I listened to, and I was just like, huh. That, granted, like, we say that now because we're so used to them. Like, they could have had someone else play it, and it would have been wonderful. But I was just going to say, I could not imagine someone else playing that. But also, like,
it would have been shitty as shit.
It might have been. And I went whitewater rafting last weekend.
Neat.
Which is fun, But also, you realize how dangerous it is when someone falls out and breaks their kneecap.
Woo! I don't know if this happened for Andy.
It did.
Okay. Your internet paused right after someone falls out and breaks their... And I'm like, oh, shit, their neck? And then a second goes by, e-cap.
Yeah, it was that was quite a weird place to lag.
Yes.
Yeah, I can imagine it.
Kneecap, that does not sound fun.
No.
She knew it. Like, I guess when they pulled out, I think she was not in my boat, but she was like, yep, my knee's broken, be careful. We did not fall at once, which was good, considering, like, there's one part where it was one rapid that basically was like you had a 50-50 chance of getting tossed out.
Yeah. I'll take the lazy river at a water slide park any day.
Yeah, what? Yep. But that's not as exciting or very dangerous.
Plus, Tim, those come with the threat of Noah in thin yellow trunks.
Hey, I got blue ones that are not sheer at all.
That's good.
Hey, I got blue ones. We could be blue twins.
Yay! Until Tim bends over, and then he's going to Hulk out dick first.
Only after I go through the water slide that gives me the power wash, the taint power wash.
But you had built-in underwear, right? So it wasn't like you were just hanging it, right?
Yeah, there's netting.
Okay. But, like, I assume, like, see-through kind of sheer netting?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, sexy.
I mean, not so much that my wife didn't send the same picture I sent to you guys without the triangle. She didn't show that to her friends. I'm like, really?
She wants her friends to know what she's working with.
It was cold.
Wait.
There was shrinkage.
So we got the censor version. She did not?
No. Well, she took it.
Right. No, we got the censor version, but her friends did not?
Correct.
That seems unfair.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah, I mean, get the censor
version. I don't think she sent it to them. She just showed it to them on her phone. So it's not like they have it, but still.
Hey, I sent you guys a picture of my veiny middle meat a couple of years ago.
You're not going to be president now. Sorry, buddy.
I had high
depending
Tim
on how I can
it.
Rally the people, I should be fine.
All right, fair enough. Maybe a year ago you could be president. Now yeah.
If I can tap into some xenophobia, I'll be all good.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so it sounds like a great time to pivot to kind of the big news of this week, which is what the fuck was that one single sock doing in the middle of the hall at work?
Andy, wow, come on. It's not that big of a mystery. Someone went to go change, they dropped it, and then they came back and got it. Boom, done.
But it was nowhere near the changing rooms. And it was an inside-out gym sock in the middle of the walkway in just like a public hall. Like, it wasn't near where you would actually, like, getting stuff in and out of your bag. It would be like if somebody was walking out to their car with just a handful of damp shit that they'd been working out in. Like,
that's
no
what
gym
I do.
Bag, no nothing.
I do that.
You do that? You just palm all your ball sweat and then walk it out to your car?
Yes.
You don't have a car.
Well, but no. All right. I'm not saying I'd go carpet. I when I go to change, I walk to the locker room with just my clothes and my arms. And sometimes I drop a sock.
You walk to the locker room from where?
My desk.
Phoenix.
But that's not to say someone else doesn't walk to wherever, just holding their stuff in their arms.
Yeah, because the only place that this thing was between, like, there's no offices between the gym and this. This is like somebody was walking with, like, a loose pile of laundry cradled in their arms from the gym out to where the car, like, the side parking lot.
Yeah, that's not that weird, Andy.
That's weird, Noah.
No!
Buy a fucking gym bag.
Why? To carry, like, three items?
So your sock's not in the middle of the walkway at work driving me to distraction.
You know what? No,
haven't you learned the most important thing about this is anything that distracts me. Anything that confuses me is bad and wrong.
You know what confuses me at work? Hmm. We have those lockers that the key will only come out if you turn it to lock it, right?
Okay, yeah.
And people consistently will turn the key so it's the locker is staying open. Like, they're doing extra work, and I don't know why. Like, so they turn the key, and so the locker is kind of, like, popped open.
So, like, they don't close the locker. They don't close the locker. They just turn the key and remove it.
No. They just They use the locker, they turn the key, and then they let it close, but not all the way because the little tab's sticking out. I don't think I'm explaining it very well.
So you could just, like, swipe the thing with your hand and the door is going to open.
Yes.
Because it's the opposite of locked.
Right, it's not locked. But it seems like they could just let it close. Like, I don't understand why they're doing the extra key turn and then letting it close.
So they don't have to turn the key the next time they open it?
Well, no, you still have to turn the key because you have to turn it so it will close and then lock. Like, it's sitting open.
Right. They want to just leave it open so they have to deal with unlocking it again.
Oh, like, so you're saying they don't even lock it. They're just going to throw their shit in there and just leave it propped open and someone can grab their shit.
Yeah. Okay. They're not so much interested in the security angle as in the all my stuff in a pile and not on the floor angle.
All right. I
guess that makes sense.
I didn't say they were the greatest mind of the 21st century, but...
Yeah, and then I guess taking the key with you is like, somebody else can't come along and you know, fuck with you by locking your stuff in.
Well, no, they don't take the key with you. Like, the key's still in there because they don't turn it completely all the way. They're just a little bit, so you can't take the key out.
Well, because they don't want you to lock their stuff in there and take the key.
No, the key's not there. The key's there.
So the key is still there, like free to access. So you could turn the key back.
And there's not even anything in the locker, actually. It's just an empty locker that someone turned the key a little bit, so it's just sitting open. Hmm. It's weird to me. It happens all the time.
Maybe they think that they're doing that to, you know, it's like, here, I want to show people that this locker is not in use. Like, well, the
maybe they're in the middle of doing something, and they realize they dropped their sock in the hall, and they went to go get it.
That's it. I've got no time for the key. There's a random sock confusing Andy, and this must be handled now!
I've solved two things at once.
Yeah.
I don't spend a ton of time up, but every time I see it, I'm like, that's just so weird to me. I don't get it.
You should lock it and take the key.
Well, then someone just think it's in use.
Oh, wait, the lock, there's no... I thought someone had their stuff in there.
No, there's no stuff in there. All it is like, I assume someone used it at one point.
And they just turned it back a little bit so that it wouldn't close all the way for no reason.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe it helps you open it a little faster next time?
Maybe. I was saying, so you can just tell there's probably not anything in here. But then again, removing the key and taking it with you would be the indication that that's not what's happening.
Yes, that's what I would think.
Yeah. So... We had kind of the opposite problem because the gym at my work doesn't have those. They've got the ones where it's like you can bring your own lock, like gym lockers at high school.
Mm-hmm.
I should say high school gym lockers, where it's like if you want to lock your shit, you better bring your own lock. But then they had people treating them like they were assigned lockers, you know, like by virtue of getting here and putting a lock on it, I'm just going to own it forever. And just storing shit in there for like ever.
Yeah, we had that problem.
Yep. So the building like sent notices around like every company that's in the building, so everybody needs to clean out their locker at the end of every week. You can't just like hold on to a locker, and if there's any locks still on, we will be cutting the locks, and then you know you can come get your stuff out on Monday if it's still there. But your locks will be trashed basically. So like we're gonna cut all of the locks on Friday. And a ton of entitled assholes, like, completely ignored multiple warnings about it. There was, like, a little minor flare-up in the building about, like, people getting pissed off at the building management. Like, they destroyed our locks! Like, well, you ignored the fact that they said you can't just hang this shit on our property.
Right, like, we provide this as a service to you.
Yep.
Like we said, remove it. They have a similar side of my work, but what was hilarious to me is, like, they say the building engineer... will come, and I'm like, a building engineer, this seems way below his pay grade. Like, I fixed the HVAC unit, you know, I made sure that the building was seismically sound, and then I had to go cut some fucking locks off lockers and throw people shit away.
I get the feeling that the building engineer is one of those things like, you know, executive assistant, where like...
Or janitor.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, I mean, not necessarily. It's probably what it is. It just makes it sound like someone with a really important position is going to deal with your stupid locker shit.
Yeah, I get the feeling it's probably more like general handyman who can fix some basic shit, mm-hmm. and then also knows who to call. Like, you know, if this is broken, call these people. If the HVAC is broken, call these HVAC people. You know, so it's like basic troubleshooting and then bring in the experts.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not to, you know, like say, oh, no, you know, one person. you know, that's going to be a poorly paid position. And so, you know, fucking cutting locks is certainly within their pay grade. But more of, you know, thinking about how complex buildings are with, like, the shit that goes into making an elevator work and the shit that goes into making the fire system work and the shit that goes into making the HVAC systems all, you know, work and turn on and turn off on schedule and not pump smoke into different parts of the building and all that crap. That just seems like there's so much specialization in all of those fields, you know, since there's whole companies that exist just to do each of those things, that they're probably not going to have one person who, you know, is just going to, you know, goodwill hunting the whole fucking building.
Probably not.
Probably. A lot of supposition.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Let's agree with Andy, even though he's talking out his ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ass talk.
Yeah.
Ass talk.
All right. So now that we've solved the mystery of the sock, do we want to talk about Charlottesville?
That was the part of the thing. I was like, I turned my phone, like I said, for the most of yesterday, I had no cell service, so I had no, mm-hmm. I had no connection to anything. And then, like, we get back and I flip on my phone. I'm like, fuck. Oh, so I turn my phone off for a day and the humanity just gets awful. Fantastic. I liked it better when I went on a cruise and then the president was under investigation.
Yeah, that was definitely a better.
So now it's official. Cruz trumps camping.
Yeah, I think in numerous ways. I also feel like we need a new word for is better than trumps. I feel like in the past 8, 6, 7, whatever months it's been, eternity, somewhere between those, you know, 6 months and eternity, that we have learned that if anything, the word trumps now must mean, you know, sucks greater amounts of ass than. Like Trump trumps Obama.
I rarely use his actual name.
Drumpf?
I usually go with Lord Dampnut. I find it more amusing.
I did see your tweet about Lord Dampnut. I'm like, you go, Tim. Keep that alive.
I'm not the only one. There's several Twitter accounts with that name.
Wait.
Tan Dump Lord.
Oh, is it like just variations of Lord Dampnut?
Yeah.
Got it.
No, there's an actual Lord Dampnut. And then there's like an impeached Lord Dampnut.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. You said there's...
I see. Yeah.
Well, and you can, like, change your name to be whatever you want to. So, you know, you could be Lord Dampnut at N. Ryland B.
Yeah, right.
Right, yeah. Like, a lot of them say Lord Dampnut, but it's actually, like, you know, Goatfucker 69 or whatever it is. No? Not Goatfucker 69?
So remember a couple of months ago when we were talking about like the moral argument for and against punching a Nazi in the face when Richard Spencer got punched in the face? Sorry, I'm sorry. When Nazi motherfucker Richard Spencer got punched in the face?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that one of these Nazi sympathizers at a Nazi march with actual Nazi flags. So again, anybody who's thinking, oh, anyone who doesn't agree with me must be a Nazi. No. No, when you're chanting Nazi slogans and flying the Nazi flag, you're calling yourself a Nazi. When all the rest of the people walking around with Confederate flags are like, welcome, brother, they're Nazi sympathizers. So at this point, we can just go ahead and call them all Nazis, because that's what they're calling themselves, because that's what they are. So now that a Nazi fuck has run over a bunch of people and murdered a bunch of people, I'm starting to feel like, you know, my bad feelings about saying, yeah, fucking punch a Nazi in the face. Wait a minute. Is that really the moral position? Well, wait a minute. They're fucking Nazis. Our grandfathers were fucking killing them 70 years ago, and now I'm worried about a Nazi fuck getting punched in the face while somebody's trying to interview him? No, fuck that Nazi fuck. I'm starting to feel like all those mixed feelings that I used to have was me being way too fucking, like, liberal. Like, there was,
in
like...
In fairness, our grandfathers were trying to kill them because they were trying to kill us. It wasn't like they were just sneaking up on random Nazis playing poker.
Yes, and then also yesterday happened there, Tim, so, Yeah,
yes.
At this point,
someone should punch that Nazi. I still don't think you should just punch random Nazis.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Tim on this one.
I'm gonna go with, if you are espousing a violent ideology that, no matter how you try to couch it, is advocating for the forcible removal and, you know, by a mass murder or however, of a bunch of different people, that you started the violence.
I would say there's a difference between saying something and doing something.
Exactly.
I say shit all the time. I'm never fucking gonna do it.
Yeah, I just came up with a great TV pitch, and I'm not gonna do nothing about it. That's the difference between saying and doing. you can't write a bad Amazon review about my series because it's not going to happen. I didn't actually do it.
I mean, you can punch him in the face if you really want to.
I would prefer if you didn't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I
no one's going to say that was justified. Well, people who've listened to this podcast might be like, yeah, he needs a punch.
They all need a punch in the face.
I'm kidding. No one listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I generally don't believe in the thing of an eye for an eye. Like, I don't think, like, that is a way to, like, it's just escalating things to the next level.
Oh, no, I don't believe in eye for an eye. I believe that we're getting to the point of this is defense of civilization against those who would destroy it.
By violence. Like, you're saying
by,
because they're
by
saying
By any
words,
means necessary. But if this is an existential threat to a civilized life, if they are already using violence, so not just speaking violence, not just advocating, you know, in dog whistle terms, this is now the step beyond that. So we were already at, you know, saying stuff that all the people who had the SS lightning tattoos on their neck and wearing the 88 Hitler, Heil Hitler t-shirts, that all of those people still understood what the meaning was, but, you know, the people who were advocating the stuff were still, you know, using the coded language to kind of get past all of the normal people. Now we're getting to the point where somebody has driven into a crowd of people and the president is sitting on his motherfucking thumb because these are his core voters. So we're talking about an ideology that has now spread into violence. We're talking about people. So when they speak this violence, when they advocate this violence, there are now people going out and doing that. So but all of them together are attacking our civilized society.
Again,
so
though, that's one person doing the action, though. Like, we can't go into this habit of, like, was one person of this group did this extreme shitty thing, so we need to go do the same thing to all of them. That is how racism starts, Andy.
Hey, Noah, it's not one person. Dylann Roof is still sitting in jail for shooting up a church because he wanted to start a race war.
You're being semantic, Andy. You know I know it's not just one person, but it's not all of them. And you know that's what I meant.
Yes, but
like
I'm
this
not,
is how Muslim
no
shit starts,
willing.
Andy. Muslims yep. did these. This Muslim did this. These few Muslims did that. So we must kill all of them. We must ban all of them, Andy. It works both ways.
No, if it was this Muslim did this, and all the other Muslims stood around and cheered, that would be what we have here. So. You didn't see David Duke and Richard Spencer and everyone else decrying the violence. You didn't see everyone else saying, hey, now, you can't be throwing tiki torches at human beings or driving cars into them because this is what they want.
But, so that means we just walk up and punch them in the face?
So if there were rallies, if Muslims were rallying to support the people who did this violence, that, like, just in general, that would be, you know, a thing that we would have to deal with. But that's not the world that we live in.
Well,
I'm not talking about, like, you know, all Republicans.
In.
But I'm saying if you are wearing Nazi regalia, if you are flying the Nazi flag, if you are on the side of genocide, you are the enemy of this society. You are the enemy of civilization.
That much we can agree on. The part where we split off is where we go up and punch that person.
Yes.
I just say negative things about his mother. And watch him cry. See? I punched him with words, Andy. Words.
Yeah.
I punched him in his verbal face.
Side note, speaking of their faces, if they're supposed to be the master race, shouldn't they be attractive? Like, none of them are attractive. Have you ever seen a good-looking Nazi?
No.
I mean, outside of, the 40s. Like, some of them...
I mean, they were pretty dapper back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you know, they were, you know, well... What do you call it? Like, well-built and whatnot, and...
Their tailor was also on point. I mean, you know, the uniforms are scary as shit. But on the flip side, they were scary as shit. Like,
but like that, they're the most ugly, troglodyte, tooth-missing... Like, I don't mean to body-shame Nazis... But
But you know,
but yes, you do.
But yes, I do.
Yeah, I do.
So
yeah, I'll body. How's that, Andy? I'll body shame a Nazi.
It's amazing.
Is that a middle ground we can reach?
I like that. Like you're talking to a Nazi, they're like, "Your kind needs to die," and you're like, "You're a little overweight, buddy," and your face, damn.
Sorry, friend. I don't speak. I'll go. I can't donut. Understand the words.
Sorry, what was that, Eddie?
Oh, yeah. I said, sorry, friend. I don't speak Uggo. I can't understand the words.
That's a new movement. You preach hate. We're going to body shame you.
All right.
Does SS stand for second serving, Tubby?
Yeah. So speaking of...
Was the final solution more gravy, you fat tub of goo?
Did you get that tattoo out of a Cracker Jack box?
So speaking of perennial virgins, Sam B. did a great bit, I think it was the last episode, pointing out the history of Bannon's pressure of the alt-right movement.
Nazis. I hate these guys.
Starting off with Gamergate and the misogyny towards a female game designer back with then. It should surprise absolutely nobody that a bunch of Forever Alones make up both the core of Gamergate and the alt-right movement.
Did you see Samantha Bee's thing on Wednesday?
We may be talking about the same thing.
Oh, okay.
The history of Bannon trying to do World of Warcraft gold farming and discovering, like, oh... White dudes sitting at home alone playing World of Warcraft don't like this. Hey, I could tap into their hate.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's funny how much white nationalism and misogyny live together, and it's because of the people who are espousing both of those things.
Side note. I was going to tweet the thing about attractive Nazis, and my Twitter, the person I follow on Twitter said, Is it inappropriate to write, "I'm mad at you for bringing another white male into the world" in my friend's baby shower card? Because I just did.
Oh.
As a white male, that, on the one hand, that makes me feel bad. On the other hand, I look at Charlottesville and I'm like, yeah.
You're like, I'm sorry.
White males are not representing well this weekend.
I started following her because she wrote, "Every time a Trump administration person quits or resigns or is fired, we should have a group of Oompa Loompas come out and sing a song about how greed is bad." She's like, "A lot of people are following me because of this one tweet. I think you're about to be disappointed." Or she goes, "Prepare for disappointment." I was like, "You know what? I liked that tweet, but now I'm following you because of this tweet."
Occasional flashes of brilliance followed by understanding your place in the world. This is something I can get behind because that should be the TanCast theme.
Yes.
We should have a song about it. And now I'm sad because I just thought about who would write that song. Also, fuck cancer.
Yes.
Yes.
Sending out good wishes to the mastermind behind the TanCast theme song, DJ Technoid. I hear he's doing better, so that's good. But still, send some love his way anyway.
Yep.
Yes.
Just in case he could do even better.
We're thinking about you, buddy.
Yep. Fuck cancer in the ass.
Body shame what? Cancer. Look at you all lumpy and shit. I don't know.
With your non-differentiated cells.
So that's TanCast for this week?
I think so. Yeah. We're about an hour in.
Oh, I saw Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. It was good.
Oh, good.
I saw Message from the King with a guy who's playing Black Panther. It was okay.
I saw Storks. It was meh.
Wow. Those are three different movies.
Yeah. Remember, never trust a white supremacist to be attractive.
Behold the master race.
Not today, internet, while I'm camping.
This week, I'm not going to advocate that anyone out goes out and punches a Nazi or anything else. But I will say, if you are on the jury for someone who was arrested for punching a Nazi, jury nullification's a thing. Look it up. Also, I hate President Donald J. Trump especially hard this week because both sides, no, motherfucker, it's your white supremacist voters who are mowing people down. Don't try to both sides this shit, you fucking ass lord.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them, and you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Nailed it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Hey, that's my podcast! We don't talk about Trump on that podcast, ever. Despite the fact that he said we're going to be saying Merry Christmas again. I'm like, hey, fuckstick. Some of us never stop saying Merry Christmas. No one's stopping us from saying Merry Christmas. That's the great thing about it. No one stops us from saying it. I just said it right now, and it's August. No one gives a shit.
I'm not even a Christian anymore. I still say Merry Christmas. Oh, man, the fucking persecution fantasies.
Are you not recording anymore? Okay. So I'm not going to react to that.
I am. You're bringing what?
You son of a bitch.